RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Turn it on. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. I'd like to thank all the listeners that tuned in tonight. Thank Kenneth there in the control room. And if you'd like to, you can join us in the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. There's a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Anyway, if you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443 to get things off your chest if you'd like. You can talk to Kenneth in the control room. He'll get you in there on the air there. But in tonight's show there's a lot to talk about, but it's only because I guess it's kind of like what we call in ham radio the silent multitude. It's where you have a repeater in a known area of 400 and some odd different amateur radio operators, and someone will make a call and no one answers. But you know they're part of the silent multitude out there that can hear them, but just don't pick up the mic. And I don't know if that's apathy or what like that, but anyway, this silent multitude is what I see starting to stir or rumble, not only here in America, but also in the world. And there's a lot to that, because many of the listeners here on RBN, on John Stadtmiller's show and on Mike Rivero's show and other shows, come to this network to get information and to probably ascertain whether or not something is viable for their life or the future or something, and their children, and they're concerned. And of course, then there's the other alternative of the Republic. Again, like I've mentioned, I'm not a voter and stuff like that. I've never really cared about politics. I do care about political crimes, though, and because those crimes are done in yours and my name. So we are all watching not only the destruction of this country, but also the rest of the world. And this is for this globalist agenda of the New World Order, albeit through the banking system, the immigration, and other means that are being forced upon us. I can't believe CFR said that. Anyway, so within that, though, I often wonder if, and this is one of those great big ifs, that if here in the United States, the people were to finally form a peaceful uprising, I didn't say violent, I said peaceful, that the rest of the world would follow suit. And I say that because the rest of the world looks to America, who's doing nothing. And as we get into tonight's show, you'll see what's going on in this country like that. So, we want to restore this republic back to what to which it was or which it came. And so, how would the media cover that up? Well, we see that right now. There's over a record 1 million protesters marching in Spain to end government corruption. We've seen this in Brazil, too, and in other countless Arab Muslim countries. So this is what others don't want to see. So, Kenneth, you want to run that little video clip there?
Fear itself nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941.
Is that the right clip? I'm not sure Kenneth got the right clip in there, but there's always a flaw. This is live radio. What the heck, right? Gives me a chance to light a cigarette anyway. Anyway, while we're waiting for that. Yes, yeah, that's it. That's it, sir. Yeah, well, no, it actually goes. Go ahead, play it. What the hell? We're killing time right now. No. Start in at 11 seconds into the video. Okay. Didn't sound like right video. But anyway.
Fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT. The Japanese began the war from the air at Pearl Harbor. They have been repaid manyfold, and the end is not yet.
That's not it.
With this bomb, we have now added a new and revolutionary increase.
Oh, it probably put you
in
into a playlist, yeah.
To supplement the growing power of our armed forces.
We have been compelled to create.
Well, it should have just been the great dictator speech, which was 3 minutes and 39 seconds long. But that's all right. It's on the same premise, though. Charlie Chaplin there, who was talking about the liberty and being released from the massive oligarchs of their day and reuniting the military to fight for freedom instead of for these bankers and other crap like that that goes on. But what's important to realize is that anyone today that can operate a computer, a cell phone, tablet, whatever like that, can freely access anything online today. Censorship is getting worse. Twitter is coming out with new censorship rules. And they're also going to use tracking cookies so that if you've been on a website, probably like What Really Happened or RBN or something like that, they won't let you log in. I mean, this is how pathetic this is getting. And, of course, this is always the premise before a big war. And that's the same reason why it's constant demonization of Russia, China, North Korea, name it. You know, just throw a stone, you'll hit someone, you know. But when we look at what okay, well, go ahead and play. We got plenty of time here. So, yeah, Kenneth's going to play that clip there, okay? And just listen to the words of this, okay? Roll them.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
When I heard that word goosestep, I always, you know, I kept thinking of like a waddle or something, but it's not. The proper term of goosestep is originally referred to the British military drill in which one leg at a time was raised back and forth without bending the knee. And of course, we've seen this. We always call it the boots of government. The Russians did it. The Germans did it. And when you think of walking or marching into these illegal wars, and it's all done for another premise than what we're told to, and thanks, Kenneth, for running that clip, by the way. But as I mentioned, anyone with a computer today or some type of a venue for the Internet can see this, what's going on in the world. And you might ask how I might develop my show here. Well, like I say, I live out here in rural western Montana, a small town of 200 people. Thank God. 100 would be better. But anyway, as long as I got my dogs with me. But anyway, I do a lot of reading. I missed out on that in my childhood youth because I, too, is one of was one of these ones that had a terrible problem in my youth. And it knocked me out of the social area and knocked me out of school and everything like that. And so I missed out on my formal education, which was a blessing for me in a way because I'm more politically alert and socially alert and even spiritually alert than what most people are because they have been indoctrinated with these the dogma that goes along with being born something. And like I've mentioned before, I never asked to be born. My kids have told me that. I was born an American. And well, within that, I believe that as an American, I have the utmost duty to be peaceful, to go about my work unhindered, and enjoy the freedoms of liberty and everything. I don't have to support all of these unjust, ungodly wars. And if that offends people, well, I'm sorry, but I do not sit around with a flag rolled up my rear end and fart to hear it ruffle. I mean, that's not what an American is. An American is one, as Charlie Chaplin would have said, is one that looks for the welfare of others, doesn't get involved with all the illegal crap that goes on, which continues to add to the demise of this country. And that's why I mentioned earlier the fact that if you took a big map and put it in front of a mirror, look at America. Everything in that map is what you're seeing, and that's what's wrong with this country. And no, you cannot change the minds of 320 million Americans, just as in as much as you cannot change the political minds of those in, that are elected into politics, because they're paid $170-some thousand a year, plus all their perks and stuff, and they want to remain in office. So if they're only in there for 4 years, the first two is maybe doing a few things like that, and the next two is trying to get reelected. And that's why you have these congressmen and senators that have been in office for 20, 30, 40 years, you know. And then the scandals erupt of their service, which has not been for the country. It's been for their corporate whores. And I clean that up, by the way. But anyway, so I'll give you both an unbiased view of both Israel and the United States. Netanyahu right now is being investigated for internal corruption, as well as many U.S. politicians and FBI and Hillary and others, and even Donald Trump, you know. And the list goes on, from albeit to Pedogate to Uranium One emails. And like I say, the list goes on and on. Is this shocking? Well, oddly, they're not, like in Israel's case, not investigating nutjob Yahoo for his outright murder of the Palestinians. Nor, locally, are those entrusted with law enforcement going after the countless war crimes committed in the names of ours, where millions have been killed. No, they had a few indiscretions in their past. They had a page or something like that. We'll get into that more, though. But there is more important issues to worry about here in the United States. Just like right now, a congressional slush fund has been paid out, or paying out, over $15.2 million taxpayer dollars to victims of sexual harassment and misconduct. And these are perpetrated by the members of Congress. So why are we, through taxes, being made to pay for someone else's sexual assault? I mean, if you did something like that, no one would be there, no congressman would be there to bail you out. You know, and so right now in this country, it's being rocked with sexual scandals after another. And of course, these scandals include pastors, politicians, corporate CEOs, and of course, Hollywood, which Hollywood is used to denigrate a family by sitting in front of the TV and watching all that slut horror stuff on TV to train your children to put makeup on early and to act like a whore and get out there and do something. Of course, they don't want to miss out on life. And then, of course, you have all the ravaged parties that are going on, all this college crap. It's all training. It's social training. Of course, everything you do is conducted around commerce. No matter what you do is conducted around commerce. Even the day of your birth is conducted around commerce. But this is a perfect distraction from all the government destruction and corruption. And the banking crimes, the financial collapse that's coming, and even the IMF and others say it's coming. Yet sex sells. Remember that. So time changes, but not sex. In fact, this country, in this coming year's Playboy, it will feature the first transgender centerfold. And I'm sure you might want to reserve your copy right now. Jeez. I'm more than sure that they'll be flying off the shelves, to be sure to grab one. Grab a tissue or two also. But anyway, for those that actually care about this country, its future, your own families, you might consider the following. And like I mentioned before, you know, when you look in a mirror, you see what this country is. And so therefore, if you see change that needs to be done, first of all, try it with yourself, because you're not going to convince anyone else. Like the old Indian proverb, before I judge my fellow Indian, I'll walk a mile in his moccasins, you know. But that's what we should do, is look at ourselves. Are we leading upright, you know, citizen-type lives? We're not involved in all the corruption and stuff. And if so, then we are free to speak out, because then we can't be blackmailed in some way. And that's a main purpose of most of this internet stuff. I believe it's one of the biggest social engineering things to get our opinion, to AI us, to see the trend of the people, you know, what they're thinking. Anyway, you have a commercial. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back here on Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. In continuing with reflecting what all 50 of the U.S. states could be doing right now, and those people that are concerned, naturally, to end the crime and corruption that we see in Washington, D.C. And, you know, there's, as I mentioned last week, every once in a while you have a demagogue that rises up. I talked about Father Coughlin, Ron Paul. And at once it sounded like even Trey Gowdy was in there. And then, of course, now he's back onto this pointing the fingers at Russia and stuff. And I'm a firm believer that this Uranium One thing was not that Russia bribed anyone, is that Russia actually met Hillary Clinton's asking price. But it doesn't matter. Or it could have been a double whammy from Putin himself, knowing of working with Slick Willie how to get around the Clintons. But anyway, today we have what we call legal blackmail. And of course, Congress wants to prohibit the U.S. to aid countries opposing U.S. positions in the U.N. And, of course, this is mainly a target right now of Palestine in its move to basically get war crimes and stuff against Israel, as well as the starvation and everything else. And, of course, every single U.N. resolution that has been formed against Israel, Israel is broken. And, of course, where's the justice for the little guy? This isn't Perry Mason anymore. And then, of course, if you think it's bad for, like, the recent claim now with Trey Gowdy and those guys going after Russia and then making Russia get signed up as a foreign outlet, no one has talked about Israel. But just on the cusp of that there, we have the BBC journalist who deleted tweets about UK's corrupt relationship with Israel. And, of course, there's another video called Inside the Israeli Lobby. I believe that was put out by Al Jazeera. But he had to delete it. So, you know, who's following the party line here? And that, you know, that reminds me of Ronald Reagan. I remember when I was in my 20s there listening to him telling Gorbachev there to tear down that wall. But today the West via the USA has built that wall again. And if you recall my first show, when I first opened up here on RBN there, I gave you the illustration of how when I was 19 years old, I was talking into the Soviet Union on my ham radio set, and I was talking to this young Russian boy, and he was just like me. And that's the same premise that I used in the 1915 Christmas truce, that all these boys were fighting and killing each other, and then when the truce came, they were doing what? Well, it was a remembrance of Christ. Well, they're all Christians fighting each other. You get it? Then they started playing ball, taking showers, drinking, sharing letters from home. This is what they don't want people to see around the world. And so there has got to be this constant racial and religious divisions caused, because you have to hate some Korean or something like that. You have to hate some Russian. You have to hate some VC, or you'll be called yellow. Gosh, you know. But this wall is being basically built on the same scenario that was to replace the old one. And is this the mindset that people want? Is this constant? That wasn't a pick. That was a link. But that's all right. But anyway, it didn't post right. But anyway, But we see that this division is constantly there. And, of course, just like this thing with Korea, they ramp up the hype with Korea. Then suddenly what happens? The United States starts selling billions and billions of dollars worth of THAAD missile systems to South Korea, to Japan, and to Thailand and stuff. You know, it's commerce. Fear sells as well as sex sells. But, you know, the mindset of America is reflected in all people. And in a tweet it said, I mean, you have to understand this tweet. It says, I would rather have a pedophile in office rather than a Democrat any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Pedophiles only screw kids while Democrats screw everyone. Well, that might be true in a way, but all parties screw you. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. If you'd like to, you can call in 1-800-313-9443. Don't let me be the only voice out here. I'm sure there's other ones out there. But anyway, as I had left off with that tweet there saying that, you know, that pedophiles only screw kids while Democrats screw everyone. And I'd like you to think for a second. Like I said, it's a partial truth. Decades now, politicians from both parties, and you can Google a current photo of your Congress and also of your Senate and see those quislings in office today. They come from all walks of life. It doesn't matter whether they're white, black, Indian, Asian, Muslim, Jewish, or whatever, religion they adhere to, or if they do, atheist, whatever, you know. They're the ones that have, for decades, had no issue in screwing you for their corporate profits and their friends known as lobbyists. The same ones that have made it, as I mentioned before, in the 70s, we had these great union jobs. They had full, 40 hours a week, full health care of dental and everything, vacation, sick leave, all that stuff. And today, as part-time service jobs, which is all they ever report growth in, oh, we hired another 10,000 service personnel, Yet in the meantime, they have hundreds of stores, whether it's Sears or Kmart or any of these other ones, shutting down, you know. And each time you hear about one of these big corporations shutting their doors, laying off thousands of workers, remember, each one of those is a potential foreclosed home, repoed car, and the list goes on. And it was just reported now again that I forget which bank it was. I believe it was Wells Fargo that had repoed illegally another 450 vehicles from veterans, even those that are serving right now. And this is how bad it is. And we see now that they're offering homes again for $350,000 home for 0% down, cars 0% down. They're leading into the same mortgage-backed financial crisis, as well as even in the used car industry. But see, these lobbyists and stuff all let these Congress and Senate know what they're doing. And so, of course, they pass their little rules and regulations. And once they do that, they find an inside and they get in on it like that. They know which way the stocks are going. And that's how they start guaranteed their income. That's why when you see a politician like Rice, who makes $174,000 that has $50 million in the bank, someone got screwed. You. Anyway, I wish people would wake up. And again, like I said, it's only probably in America here when people start waking up and starting to protest that the rest of the world will follow suit, because this has been the so-called moral high ground of the world, America, you know. Jim, Kansas City, good evening to tonight's show. How are you doing?
And then whose voice is that that's giving that thing about how great Hitler is?
Oh, that's an old 1930s newsreel clip.
You know whose voice it is? Is that some major politician?
No, it was a reporter. It's a journalist. It was taken from the video archives of the World at War.
Okay, you know anything about that music, that little choral music in the beginning?
No.
Okay, all right. Questioning over with. You can go back and talk to somebody else now. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Colin.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so again, like I said, it's all these politicians and stuff. They're the ones that make the laws, like Trey Gowdy. We make law. I always do that on Twitter. Ask Trey Gowdy, formerly of We Make Law. But they're the ones that have made all these laws. And then the same thing with immigration and everything. If they enforced Title VIII, you wouldn't have an immigration problem. But, of course, no laws are being adhered to. And yet when it comes to the people, by God, if you've got a taillight out or obscured license plate on a snowy road, that's probable cause for a stop, checking your entire life's history. I was surprised the other day on the scanner here. They said a man had failed his driver's test 9 years ago. They keep that in there? And then, of course, we find out here later now that even these firms that do your DNA, that the government is now going after that to where they can seize your DNA from these firms. But anyway, there was a good article I read here not too long ago. It's called Is America a Curse Because of Israel? And it's from this Biblical Institute there. And it's pretty telling there about what America has done and alienated itself from the world by their support of Israel. And, of course, Israel plays into all this agenda for the greater Israel, all the wars, and for Americans that send their sons and daughters out there, or transgendered, whatever, to fight in these battles. They're not for this country, its safety. It's for Israel. It's for oil. It's for the coming war, which is the petrodollar war, with China's new petro yuan. Matter of fact, even Max Kaiser on RT said that that will be the next war. It will be the U.S. trying to stop China from its completing the petro yuan deal. Because as we see, Venezuela, Iran, and others are all turning away from the U.S. petrodollar, and they're going over towards Russia and China and the BRICS members. And, of course, this is a massive demise just at the right time when America is having all these issues, as well as the Saudi uprising and the massive arrests, helicopter crashes and whatever, of what's going on over there is because of the petrodollar. and those seizing power and the conglomeration of all this monetary stuff again. And this is the same, just like before the big collapse, where the banks were buying up everything. We see that's true today, where most of the selling of all the stocks and stuff has been rebought up by all those great big corporations, and they're the ones that are succeeding. And what happens to the people? Well, the CEO gets $20 million for laying off 2,000-3,000 workers, and he's having a party, and he's living on his yacht. In the meantime, the people that used to work for those corporations, they're now sitting in food lines having the very same politicians say that they're all on these type of worthless programs, you know, that the social stuff that they have to rein in, kick more off. And of course, that's to get more and more people off these other regular good paying jobs, if there were any, back to service jobs and stuff, where the corporations, again, don't have to pay the insurance and stuff, and everything comes right back out of your pocket. And of course, this is devised, of course, again, like I mentioned originally, so that Americans can't rise up. They don't have the money, the power, or whatever like that to travel, to do anything. And so they're stuck in their homes. And if you don't believe that, I've told you before, I listened to 5 different counties here on my two-way. The amount of suicides, everything in this country is going up. And I had highlighted that. I didn't put that in this report here that I was doing here, but maybe I can find it real fast. But it was the amount of immigrants that are coming into the United States. And it was kind of interesting when you read it, because in fact, it talked about the amount of immigrants versus the amount of suicides that are being done, and annually costs the United States over $51 billion in suicides alone. And for that, 7 out of 10 of those suicides were accounted for were white males. And of course, it breaks it down into which type of suicide it was, whether it was a suicide by a firearm or what like that, you know. But this is no different than over in India, where the big corporations have taken over, and those Indian farmers, they can't plant seeds, or they have to buy special fertilizers, and they finally go belly up and they just check out. But, you know, the statistics is that if everyone wanted to immigrate to the United States because it was so darn great, and I believe the number was in the United States, over 84% are immigrants. So that leaves just about two-thirds of the country that are naturally born and stuff. The rest are all immigrants. But if Americans are having that hell of a time trying to survive here, then why would anyone else want to try to come here? And see, that's just it. They're making leniency, just like they talked about down there in Puerto Rico. All those Puerto Ricans, which are normally U.S. citizens, basically, moving into Florida. And, of course, this is to, again, to sway the Democratic vote, because these will all become these socialites that live on social welfare and will wait for a housing unit or something like that. Instead of trying to rebuild what they had back down there in a nice area, and you see that the government keeps delaying any type of aid. But if they want 5,000 more troops in Afghanistan, there's no problem whatsoever than sending over not only the men, but also the support network that goes with it. So, you know, we're all being lied to all the time, and it's getting worse too, because I see from what I read all the time that people or players are being put into position now, just like Turkey now has completed the purchase of the S-400 air defense system from Russia. And, of course, the United States is mad. NATO is mad. And now we see Turkey is mad at the United States for harboring this known terrorist in the United States with over a $30 billion network his name is Gulen, who the United States refuses to expedite, which Turkey knows was behind the attempted coup over there, in which Turkey basically fought off. But sides are being picked, players are being moved around, and of course, usually it always deals with oil lines, gas, and some type of mineral resources, just like when you hear about down in Africa. There's a map there, it's available online there, you can see whether it's coffee-related, coal-related, uranium-related, exactly what portions of that country the United States is in and for what reason. And it's to make sure that the sales of all those minerals and ores and whatever like that all come back out in the U.S. dollar, because we have those people that are now bypassing the U.S. dollar. And, of course, as the dollar shrinks, the economy shrinks, and people can't afford to buy. The IMF is worried about the massive credit bubble that there's in the United States here. And at a time when they're saying that and the stores are all closing and they're trying to stay open, hoping for a great Thanksgiving or a Christmas sales to keep them all afloat, and we know what's coming. But anyway, on top of that, the continued corruption, again, through J.P. Morgan now, they were just sanctioned for money laundering and seriously violating supervision laws, which is no different than HSBC, Wachovia, or Wells Fargo, Citibank, and another bank down there in Australia, as well as the banks over in Germany that were all rigging this LIBOR scandals and fixing the metals prices. These crimes are all charged off to you in bailouts, because whenever they're fined, those fines are all added to these bailout packages. And what they do for the people is they just put you in further and further austerity. If you watch the food going up at the supermarket, the other day I noticed it was $4.75 for a pound of hamburger, $3.99 for one large avocado. I mean, you want to talk about people's health conditions. They can't eat right because they can't afford to eat, period. And that's why most people are eating hamburgers and macaroni and cheese, you know. But anyway, on top of that, with all the corruption and stuff, we have the Journalist Club that came out with a tweet here not too long ago where the Pentagon themselves had reported the 20,348 sexual assault cases in the U.S. military post in the last 4 years. And this is on top of all the computers that were being used at the Pentagon to research all of this sex. Sex sells, see? I guess when you're in a small cubicle and stuff like that, you have nothing to do. I guess it's something to watch something on your computer, right? But your tax-paying dollars paid for that, too. Anyway, in light of that, I was watching TV here last night there, and it showed this nurse with an elderly man, and on the table before him, there was about 12 or so pill bottles. And I was thinking of the monetary value of those pills charged off through insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever like that. And then on top of that, we have the government now saying that Big Pharma kills more people than all illegal drugs combined. And in the last 2 weeks, I've spoke to you about the fact that Congress, Big Pharma, and lobbyists exposed for their creating the massive opium addiction that is in this country today. And then there was that 74-year-old billionaire who was arrested with seven other cohorts for RICO violations in their fentanyl spray used. And now this Pfizer president blows a whistle revealing the dark truth about the pharmaceutical industry. And this goes on and on. And again, you are the victims, your family, your loved ones, anyone that's taking these pills and stuff because, well, I'm sorry it gives you a headache. Let me give you another pill for the headache. Or I'm sorry your antidepressant isn't working. We'll team it up with another one. You know, it's constant sell, sell, sell. It's like when I looked up that sodium lauryl sulfate before, and I looked at what a toxic poison that was used in engine block degreasers, floor wax strippers, and yet they put it in your medicine. And I asked the FDA, I says, well, what is a toxicity level? I says, I have four different pills here right now that each have that in it. Well, they wouldn't tell me. And I says, well, what if I get a freedom of information? We still won't tell you. But see, they're poisoning you. But anyway, this president blows a whistle there, or vice president, saying that it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or on to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I've reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Another quote says, the case against science is straightforward. Much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may simply be untrue. Afflicted by studies with small sample sizes, tiny effects, invalid exploratory analysis, and flagrant conflicts of interest. And you know, you ever hear this on the TV where late at night, or sorry, around your news time and stuff, the TV is filled up with all these pharmaceutical ads about may help, could be, have shown, nothing is definite. But then they give you the plethora of side effects of having your kidneys tested, having your, you know, I mean, the list goes on, you know, be checked for tuberculosis, may cause death, and it goes on and on like that. And it's like I say, you know, if I had a problem like that, I would rather just have like my neuropathy. Instead of having all the side effects from a drug or something like that, I would rather just have the burning pain in my feet and legs all the time like that. Forget the drugs. Anyway, we got a caller on line, Rick in Arizona. Good evening, Rick. How are you doing tonight? Oh, hey, I'll tell you what, Rick, we'll pick you right back up after the commercial, okay? My bad. We'll be right back. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency and Republic Broadcasting Network. Right back.
Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with my wonderful dogs right by my side. Rick in Arizona. Sorry I had to cut you off there. I didn't realize that Kenneth was going to stick you on right before the commercial there. But anyway, good evening. How are you doing tonight? Rick?
Okay, Rick? Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead, Rick. How are you doing?
Yeah. See, I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, the food and then tax cuts. The price of food is frightening high. You're right about that. Now, if you, I don't know what you know about food production is, but South Africa used to be a huge exporter. And by handing this land back over to the blacks, they can't farm the land. They've tightened up the supply of food worldwide.
Right. And you should know, too, Rick, that if you shop, if you notice what people are doing, a lot of people, yes, they do use their EBT, you know, EBT cards, but a lot of them, if you stand behind them, watch them, what they do, and they're pressing credit. So not only are they paying for the high inflation rate, you know, on the food, but they're also paying interest on top of that, which they can't pay off that next month. And so they're paying additional interest on it.
Yeah. Okay. And as far as tax cuts now, we had the Reagan tax cut. We had the Bush tax cut. Now we're having the Trump tax cut. We shouldn't even be paying taxes with all them cuts, right? But what they really are, they're a hoax to get rid of deductions. Now, Reagan, he got rid of your ability to deduct interest from commercial credit. I don't know what Bush did, but now Trump is getting rid of your ability to deduct your state and local taxes. And if you're paying attention, you cannot deduct the interest from your student loan.
That's right. That's right.
So I don't know. You know, we've had all these tax cuts. It seemed all, I don't know how they get back into, you know, as high as they, as high as they're, I don't know. But it's just a trick. I mean, you're losing all your deductions, and the next wave is going to be bigger dent in your mortgage interest. They tried to do a little bit of it this time around, but it got pushed back by the Home Builders Association. But you're losing all your deductions, really. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, Rick, that is the first thing, like the restructuring of debt, like they did over in Greece and stuff, which decimated that entire area. That's why Catalonia is wanting their independence. That's why these people break free these banks, just like Hitler did, charging exuberant interest on everything like that on a debt that cannot be repaid. And it's like, and it's all created from thin air.
Yeah, Hitler took everybody out of debt, you know, when he nationalized the banks. He freed you from debt. How could you not like a guy like that?
Well, Putin did the same thing, a state-owned bank.
Yeah.
Yep. Their own SWIFT system, everything like that, you know. But Americans aren't supposed to realize this. We're supposed to just think, oh, those damned evil Russians, you know.
Well, the American people, I mean, it's really true that a very small percentage of the people on Earth control everybody. You know, you can say the Jews are totally in control of everything, but you've got the Brits who are right in there, a small percentage of the Brits who, along with the Jews, pretty much got everything under control. But the rest of the people just don't have a, they can't stand up to them. You know, they truly are right about it. The people are just cattle that get, you know, herded every which way they want to go.
Yeah. All right, Rick. Well, hey, I got top of the hour commercial here, but right. Anything else? If not, I'll hold you over. But all right. Well, you
thanks
have a good one there.
Thanks
for your input. Okay. Thank you. We'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.